Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
God's covenant way of blessing does not give borrowing as an option. In other words, if God says, I will do exceedingly, far more abundantly, above all that you could ask or think, according to the power that is at work in you, it does not give room for borrowing. In other words, God is able to bless you beyond going to solicit for help from man. I don't know about you, but some of you, all you are thinking is that if somebody could have helped you, if somebody should have come your aid, if somebody should have given you what you needed, if somebody, you are focusing on people, you are focusing on others, whilst you have left the great God who has made every grace abound within you. We are looking elsewhere, waiting. My God told me to tell you that greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world, and he will surely supply every need of your life. He's about to take somebody from nothingness to everything else. I don't know who I'm praying for, but somebody, you are about to go beyond. You are about to go beyond people. You are about to go beyond borrowing. You are about to go beyond anything that makes you vulnerable in the hands of men. Some of you, you need to borrow in order to survive. You need to borrow in order to make ends meet. You need to borrow something. But let me tell you something. Even though the Bible does not frown about borrowing, because there are some borrowing in scripture that, as a matter of fact, were necessity. But let me tell you something. That is not God's way of blessing you. Oh, come on, can I talk to somebody here? If God wants to bless this church, we must not go borrowing. God is able to raise his church. He said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. This morning, I don't know who you are, but God is breaking the curse of borrowing from your life. Oh, right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. Is somebody here? Please take your seat. So to borrow is not God's way of blessing you. Come on, shout it. To borrow is not God's way of blessing me. That is not good for somebody sitting by you. Shout to their face that to borrow is not God's way. Because in Deuteronomy chapter 15 verse 6, it says that if you are faithful in obeying my commandments, you will be blessed. And you will lend to nations and not borrow. If you are faithful with me, God called us to lend to nations, to lend. Again, in Deuteronomy 28 verse 12, he said that you will lend to many nations and not borrow. The word lend doesn't mean that we should give people money with interest. But then what the Bible is trying to say is that God is going to bless us in abundance, and the church will be a place of supply. The church is the one taking care of people. It's not people that will take care of the church. God is going to increase us. God is going to bless us. God is going to take us beyond where we'll be a blessing to our community. We will not wait for the community to bless us. We will not wait for the nation to bless us. But we will become a blessing to the nations. I see that grace coming upon somebody. Oh, I don't know who I'm speaking to, but it's coming on you. So you will lend to many. So God's will is for us to lend to many and not borrow. Somebody say, Pastor, what about the New Testament, Matthew chapter 5, verse number 42? In fact, I'm being generous with the scriptures because there are many scriptures to it. Jesus said, Matthew chapter 5, verse number 42, give to him who ask you, give to him that ask you, and not borrow from them. So according to these scriptures, when we are faithful and when we stay in covenant with God, obeying his commandments, it will result in us being blessed. Is somebody here with me? Whereby God gives us the ability to lend, ability to have no need to borrow. God is bringing you and bringing to the church a point where we would have no need to borrow. Amen. That is a state of blessing. Amen. It is a condition of blessing. The condition of debt is being changed into the condition of blessing. Amen. Jesus came primarily to die, not because of just because of our sins, but because we owe a debt to the enemy that we couldn't pay. Sin subjected us into the place, the confinement of the devil. And therefore, his death, his burial, his resurrection, his ascension, and his sitting at the right hand of God is to pay the debt that we were once owed. So scripturally, it is not good when you are in debt, and it is not good to borrow, because God is able to do exceedingly, far more abundantly, above all that we could ask or think. I want you to understand that being a lender is better than being a borrower. There are many who are fond of borrowing things. Today, let that curse break from today. You borrow and borrow personal stuff like shoes just to show off. You borrow wigs, weavons, just to show off. You borrow dresses just to show off. Today, let that curse break from your life. That is not the will of God for your life. There is a curse of borrowing. Proverbs 22 verse 7. Proverbs 22 verse 7, I want us to read it. He says that the richer ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is a servant to the lender. I'm going somewhere with this message. Because you must understand that anytime you borrow, you become a servant to the one who lend the money to you. You come into bondage. You come under obligation of relinquishing your freedom and your liberty to do anything. That is what borrowing does. In other words, anytime you borrow, you come under the subjection, the manipulation. Listen, it is a spirit, not just an atmosphere of me owing you. But then the moment you borrow, you come under the spirit that controls your finances and controls your next level and controls what becomes of you and controls everything. So sometimes you were doing well, everything was going well, even though you didn't have much, but yet you could meet up, you could be able to maneuver, you could be able to make a break even. But the moment you borrowed, the spirit of borrowing that brings everything under subjection and bondage begins to operate against you. Am I talking to people here? That is why it is not good to borrow. Physically, you may not have see anything. Oh, I just owe this person, I will pay when the time comes. But let me tell you, that moment the spirit grips you and nothing begins to work again, you become standstill, no progress, nothing is get done, because the spirit of borrowing says that the borrower becomes becomes a servant to the lender. We stand in the name of Jesus. By the atmosphere and the power of the Holy Ghost, let the spirit of borrowing, the curse of borrowing, begin to break right now. Let me just touch on one thing before I begin to break loose. Let me tell you, according to the book of James, anyone that borrows presumes the future. And do you know that God doesn't want us to presume the future? He wants us to trust Him for the future. When you borrow and you want to pay it sometime later in the future, what you are saying is that you know the future will be okay. But God says that when you are speaking about tomorrow, says if it is the Lord's will. Oh, come on. So anybody that borrows doesn't trust God to provide for them. They already presumes, and in presumption, it is the lowest IQ. I don't know who's listening to me this morning, but the Bible says the servant shouted, "Master, alas, it was borrowed." You can feel the disappointment in the eyes of this young man. Something that I went for in order to help all of us have wood so that we can expand. What am I going to tell the lender, the one? Listen, you must catch the phrase. Most of times, if you borrow from someone, you are too careful. Why are you too careful? Because there's a spirit that controls borrowing. That the least mistake you do, and it was good that they had a servant of God with them. Let me tell you something. Never do away with your prophet. Never take a step without letting your prophet know. If he doesn't go with you physically, his presence will be with you. At last, it was, who do you talk to when the things you borrow go bad? What becomes of you? Shame stares at you. But this man had confidence and said, Master, I stand in the name of Jesus. By the anointing that is flowing upon my life this morning, that the spirit of borrowing that has crippled the church, that has crippled your life, is broken this season. Is broken this season. Is broken this season. Is broken this season. Today it is broken. In the name of Jesus, shout, it was borrowed. It was borrowed. It was borrowed. Do you know what the Spirit of the Lord is doing this morning? The spirit that is associated with borrowing and death is breaking right away. The shame, the stigma. Do you know it comes with stigma? Listen, the person you went to borrow will never see you as any responsible person. Because if you had it, you wouldn't come. Come on now. And thank God, the prophet was there. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Show me where it fell. And let me tell you, as the prophet dipped a stick into the water, the ass head began to swim. I know last week I spoke in a different dimension, but this is what the Lord says. The ass head floated for the servants and the sons of the prophet to know that from that moment forward, whatever has to do with shame of borrowing that has drawn your life, that has taken your life down into the sea. Because the moment you borrow, you don't go up, you go down. Oh, come on, this is the move of God. How many of you understand what I'm saying? So the ass head did not just swim for a miracle sake, for them to clap their hands. This is what I've been battling with throughout the week. That say to my people that from this moment forward, whatever borrowing that drowned their life, drowned their marriage, come on now, drowned their business, drowned and controlled everything about them, today as their ass head begin to swim, that shame has ended. Their stage of borrowing is over. Their season of borrowing is over. From today, God says, I'm about to bless you far more above what you ask or think, according to the power that is at work in me. Your blessing from today will not come by borrowing. Trust me, this is Rhema. I never read about it. I never heard any man spoke about it. I just, after that day, I just thinking, what could let this man exclaim so hard and say, at last, it was borrowed. Because the most important thing is that when people borrow, they don't tell. Nobody goes borrowing and come and show off and say, I went to borrow. But then something has happened that must not supposed to happen. Something has gone wrong that must not supposed to. I pray in the name of Jesus, anything that has gone wrong with your life, with your business, anything that has become a shame and a stigma that has made your life stand still, I stand in the name that is above every other name, and I declare that today it is over. 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 Whatever has drowned your life, I believe from that day, they learned a good lesson. What if the ass head couldn't swim? What was going to be their story? The church went to borrow money and they could not pay. They went to borrow money and now everything has come to a standstill. Everybody will be talking about them. Their so-called church, look at it. Meanwhile, the covenant way of blessing is to trust God to make a way for you. This morning I came to somebody who has been gripped by the power of borrowing and debt. Anyone that finds itself in the condition of borrowing, God says, I'm ready to take you beyond. Come on now. I'm ready to take you beyond your wildest dream. The ass head began to swim. People of God, I want you to understand that there's going to be a miracle in your life. That what people thought could not be possible is going to be possible. If the ass head could swim, wouldn't God be able to provide for them? Because what happens is that it is not naturally possible for a metal to float on the surface. Somebody, God is taking you beyond your wildest dream. Now, I really wish I have the right people. I said, God is taking you your wildest dream. What you thought could not be possible, that you need to borrow in order to make possible. God is breaking your mindset. Some of you think until you borrow, you can't marry. Until you borrow, you can't build. Until you borrow, you can't buy a car. Do you know the world is now living in debt? Almost everybody is living in debt. In some parts of the world, when you go outside, they use what we call credit card. You see people driving Porsche cars. It's all borrowed. Don't envy anybody who is driving a car you don't have. When they won't come and tell you, it was borrowed. But today, whatever you desire, God is going to give you to you beyond borrowing.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.